WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump continues to build his administration. He's nominating Dr. Mehmet Oz to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. The Trump ally ran unsuccessfully for the Pennsylvania Senate seat currently held by John Fetterman.
They like these picks with very limited government experience. In Mehmet Oz's case, none really whatsoever, because they want people to go into these various agencies, including one that, again, has such a wide impact as CMS does, and try to shake things up.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The president-elect will also nominate billionaire investor Howard Lutnick to be his commerce secretary and pro-wrestling billionaire Linda McMahon to run the Department of Education. Here in New York City, Ramon Rivera being held without bond. He's charged with fatally stabbing three people in Manhattan at separate locations on Monday. He has a long history of mental problems. This is ABC News. Delta Airlines passengers who fly in the better classes are about to get a name brand option for in-flight dining.
Fly in first class on Delta Airlines, and beginning next month, one of the food options will be a Shake Shack burger from the popular restaurant chain. The 100% Angus beef on a toasted bun burgers. Flights 900 miles and longer will offer Shake Shack cheeseburgers in first class. It'll begin December 1st on flights out of Boston Logan. First class passengers will be able to book Shake Shack as their food option up to 24 hours before their flight in the Delta app. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Eagle lovers were crushed by the live stream collapse of a nest in Minnesota housing two birds and their chick. But they'll get another viewing opportunity this Thursday when a new eagle camera goes live. It'll show a different nesting pair, and the State Department of Natural Resources is keeping the old camera running. That pair built a new nest about a half a mile away. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no
right.
Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still 2 regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Houston native Beyonce will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning partly cloudy here in the overnight. A gusty southwest wind, lows in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. Southwest wind still breezy. Might see a little bit of snow heading into the afternoon hours. It's 42 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
AdoptUsKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to our Tuesday program. A lot going on, a lot to talk about today. The echoes of history, how fascism quietly seizes control of a country. Also, this is what fascists and the morbidly rich do. They cut benefits and they give themselves that money in tax cuts. If the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. We're about to see it happen, just another couple months down the road. And how's everyone enjoying the fear, fear, and more fear? We'll get to all those things in the first hour of the program today. In the second hour of our program, how Mike Johnson could get Donald Trump's cabinet picks into office without any hearings or investigations at all. Also, a crazy alert. Tulsi Gabbard grew up in a cult where they eat the leader's toenails. And 13 things to know about Pete Hegseth. And in the third hour of our program, Steve Schmidt's going to drop by and talk about America in distress. But to start out, echoes of history. Fascism is not a new thing. Arguably it dates back 7,000 years. You know, the idea of a strong leader running the government and basically the leader is the state and the state is the leader and everything is all about that. And your job prospects are based on the leader. Your political prospects are based on loyalty to the leader. This is an old form of government. It's been around a long, long time. We saw it here in the United States in the old Confederacy. In the 1830s, the Confederacy, toward the late 1830s, the Confederacy was essentially taken over by about 1,000 families in the South. The large plantation owners, they were made massively richer by the invention of the cotton gin about 30 years earlier. And, you know, they reached out to destroy democracy altogether in the United States. They declared war against the United States. There are still followers of the Confederacy in the United States who would like to declare war on the United States and bring back all the old values of the Confederacy, patriarchy, racism, basically fascism. We beat them back. We fought them off. Hundreds of thousands of us died in the process. But we ended the fascism, or we stopped. We slowed down the fascism in the southern states. Now they want more. More, more, more. And that's you know, what is so essential to fascism. We see, for example, fealty to the dear leader is all important. There's nothing of a higher priority than that. This morning, Louise and I turned off MSNBC and switched to CNN, and we flip back and forth there, and we also go to watch Stephanie Miller over on Free Speech TV. Because Morning Joe, since they went and, you know, down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Donald Trump's ass, they no longer refer to him as a fascist. They no longer, you know, they're not really talking about these issues. They're, you know, hey, let's talk about sports. Let's talk about finance. Let's talk about, you know, I just, it's sad. It's really sad. And it's also troubling. This is how fascism takes over. It does it incrementally. The principal tool that fascists use is fear. And the principal weapon that Trump has used his entire life is fear. It's why Bob Woodward titled his book about Trump, Fear. That's the weapon that fascists use. They always have throughout history. Terrify the opposition. Threaten them with economic ruin. Threaten them with prison. Dr. Bandy Lee was fired from Yale University when she tweeted that Trump was mentally ill. School teacher Leah Kenyon was fired from her job for saying Donald Trump is a sexual predator. Julie Brisker was fired from her job with government contractor Akima for giving Trump's motorcade the finger. Rebecca Jones was fired by Ron DeSantis for telling the truth about his covering up Florida COVID statistics. Florida's Orange County Health Director, Dr. Raul Pino, was removed for encouraging his staff to get vaccinated. You know, DeSantis has been showing us how to do this down in Florida for a couple of years now. Disney stands up to him, he goes after Disney. Tampa Bay Rays stand up to him, he goes after the Tampa Bay Rays. Pretty soon, companies don't even bother to stand up to Dear Leader, including media companies. Washington Post and the LA Times both obeyed in advance. You've got, as I mentioned, you know, Joe and Mika going down to Florida to kiss Trump's ass. Trump immediately, by the way, after they did that, Trump ran to Fox News to brag about it. He says, they congratulated me on running a great and flawless campaign, they called it, one for the history books. And they said, then Trump says, it's too bad that Joe and Mika's ass kissing, Joe and Mika's ass kissing, wasn't done long ago. He said, I expect this will take place with others in the media, even those who have been extremely hostile. Right. Will it? I suspect so. You know, expect more media stars, more network executives to do the in-person or online version of what Joe and Mika did. Sir, yes, sir. May I kiss your butt, please? Oh, what a beautiful butt you have. I mean, you know, it's they think it's going to mollify Trump, but it won't. What it does is it'll strengthen him. It'll convince him that, you know, fear is what he should be using. This is, you know, we saw this in Florida when DeSantis signed legislation giving him the authority to hold college professors accountable. I mean, the headline over at Salon says the whole thing, quote, DeSantis signs bill requiring Florida students and professors to register political views with the state. Universities may lose funding if staff and students' beliefs do not satisfy Florida's Republican-run legislature. I mean, you know, you end up doing things on Dear Leader's behalf, whether you're an elected official, in his party, working at a private corporation, or even in a nonprofit sector. And if you defy him, it's the end of your career. And the people around him speak out, you know, generally a little more loudly. This is what Marjorie Taylor Greene said of Nancy Pelosi, quote, she took an oath to protect American citizens and uphold our laws, and she gives aid and comfort to our enemies who illegally invade our land. That's what treason is. And by our law, representatives and senators can be kicked out and no longer serve in our government, and it's a crime punishable by death. So here you have Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for Nancy Pelosi to be sentenced to death, or at least strongly suggesting it. And now Trump says that he's going to use the power of the state against Jack Smith, and Jack Smith is resigning. I mean, this is fascism. I've shared with you before Milton Mayer's writings. But I think it's time for us to revisit it again. Milton Mayer was an American Jew. He was a reporter for one of Chicago's largest newspapers. And in 1954, after World War II, he flew over to Germany and met with 10, quote, average Germans. One guy was a baker, another guy was a stonemason, another guy was a college professor. Most of these quotes are from the college professor. This is what they told Milton Mayer. This is what this good German in 1954 told Milton Mayer. Quote, this separation of government from the people, this widening of the gap, took place so gradually and so insensibly, each step disguised, perhaps not even intentionally, as a temporary emergency measure or associated with true patriotic allegiance or real social purposes. And all the crises and reforms, including real reforms, so occupied the people that they did not see the slow motion underneath of the whole process of government growing remoter and remoter. To live in this process is absolutely not to be able to notice it. Please try to believe me. unless one has had a much greater degree of political awareness, acuity, than most of us ever had the occasion to develop. Each step was so small, so inconsequential, so well explained, or on occasion regretted, that unless one were detached from the whole process from the beginning, unless one understood what the whole thing was in principle, what all these little measures that no patriotic German could resent must someday lead to, one no more saw it developing from day to day than a farmer in his field sees the corn growing. And one day it is over his head. Is it possible that this is happening in America, all these small steps leading to a dictatorial form of government? Mayer's professor gives the answer to that. He says, you see, one doesn't see exactly where or how to move. Believe me, this is true. Each act, each occasion is worse than the last, but only a little worse. You wait for the next and the next. You wait for the one great shocking occasion, thinking that others, when such a shock comes, will join you in resisting somehow. You don't want to act or even to talk alone. You don't want to go out of your way to make trouble. Why not? Well, you're not in the habit of doing it. And it's not just fear, fear of standing alone, that restrains you. It's also genuine uncertainty. You'll recall back in 2017, the first year of the Trump presidency, former President Obama came right out and said it. He said, you have to tend to this garden of democracy, otherwise things can fall apart fairly quickly. And we've seen societies where that happens. Now, presumably, President Obama said, there was a ballroom in Vienna in the late 1920s or 30s that looked and seemed as if, you know, filled with music and art and literature and the science that was emerging, would continue into perpetuity. And then, President Obama said, 60 million people died, and the entire world was plunged into chaos. So how does it happen? Does the leader declare, hey, America's now officially fascist? Well, not so much. This is what Milton Mayer's German friend told him in 1954. He said, of course, this isn't the way it happens. In between come all the hundreds of little steps, some of them imperceptible, each of them preparing you not to be shocked by the next. Step C is not so much worse than step B, and if you didn't take a stand at step B, why would you at step C, and so on to step D? And one day, too late, your principles, if you were ever sensible of them, all rush in upon you. The burden of self-deception has grown too heavy. And some minor incident, in my case, it was my little boy, hardly more than a baby, saying, Jew, swine, collapses it all at once. And you see that everything has changed, and changed completely under your nose. The world you live in, your nation, your people, it's not the world you were in at all. The forms are all there, all untouched, all reassuring, the houses, the shops, the jobs, the mealtimes, the visits, the concerts, the cinema, the holidays. But the spirit, which you never noticed because you made the lifelong mistake of identifying it with the forms, is changed. Now you live in a world of hate and fear, and the people who hate and fear do not even know it themselves. When everyone is transformed, no one is transformed. Now you live in a system which rules without responsibility even to God. And here we are. Mike Johnson is talking about a procedure. I'm going to talk about it in more detail in a little bit. That could allow Trump to put through his cabinet nominations without even his Senate hearings, without any discussion at all. The little steps, step by step by step, that lead to the basically the end of what we call democracy. We're there. We're on the edge of this thing. We can't pretend we don't know what's happening or where it will lead. And now that we know, we can't escape the moral obligation to resist with everything we have. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You know, we saw this happen across the red states when Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney were purged. Get ready. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Deer Hunters Roundup is back on WBZH. Hi, everybody. Join me, Joel Karnick, along with Greg Gunderson and a cast of thousands. It's live and it's local. Tune in starting this Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. live right here on the Buzz of the North. You can call, text, or email with your deer hunting camp info. We're giving away thousands of dollars in prizes, so don't miss it. This is a live show with your calls and stories. The Deer Hunters Roundup, live and local, weeknight, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. during the 9-day gun deer season right here on the Buzz of the North.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's that most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, you know, our health can take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive probiotics. These are the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during this busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. And I'm telling you, this stuff really works.
The silence, a spark still burns, a lesson of freedom, the tide still turns. Echoes of history ringing in our ears, warnings unheeded through the years. Will we stand or let it fall? The choice is ours, it's a clarion call. A voice on the airwaves, silencing dissent. Truth bent and broken, the people lament. Courts of justice no longer hold sway. The rule of law slowly fades away. Echoes of history ringing in our ears. Warnings unheeded through the years.
Welcome back. Yeah, the echoes of history here, the title of today's op-ed. The Republican Party is now targeting, if congressional Republicans are to be believed, targeting Medicaid and SNAP benefits, food stamps. This from Jake Johnson over Common Dreams. Congressional Republicans are reportedly considering new work requirements for recipients of Medicaid and nutrition assistance, as well as spending caps for the programs, as potential ways to counteract the massive cost of their tax cuts for billionaires and big corporations. The Washington Post reported Monday that Republicans, quote, have begun preliminary discussions about making significant changes to Medicaid, food stamps, and other federal safety net programs to offset the enormous costs of extending the soon-to-expire elements of the regressive tax law that President Donald Trump signed in the first year of his White House term. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimated earlier this year, writes Jake Johnson, that an extension of the 2017 tax cuts would add $4.6 trillion to the U.S. deficit over the next decade. Republicans have made clear that tax legislation is their top priority. They're going to use reconciliation to push this through. Studies, good research has shown that work requirements do nothing. You go into Appalachia and say, no, you can't get your SNAP benefits, you can't get your food stamps unless you work. And people look around and go, okay, where's the job? There are no jobs. Tough luck. You know, this is Representative Summer Lee of Pennsylvania wrote, we already know the push to cut taxes for the wealthy next year is going to be costly. Now we're learning that deep cuts to critical programs are on the agenda to help pay for them. Right. Jody Arrington, the House Budget Committee chair, the Republican from Texas, openly made the case last week for what he called a responsible and reasonable work requirement for Medicaid. Medicaid.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So you're sick, you're in the hospital on Medicaid or in a nursing home, and they come to you and say, well, you've got to work, I'm sorry, or we're going to pull your benefits. Brilliant.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore,
donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump continues to build his administration. He's nominating Dr. Mehmet Oz to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. The Trump ally ran unsuccessfully for the Pennsylvania Senate seat currently held by John Fetterman.
They like these picks with very limited government experience. In Mehmet Oz's case, none really whatsoever, because they want people to go into these various agencies, including one that, again, has such a wide impact as CMS does, and try to shake things up.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The president-elect will also nominate billionaire investor Howard Lutnick to be his commerce secretary and pro-wrestling billionaire Linda McMahon to run the Department of Education. Here in New York City, Ramon Rivera being held without bond. He's charged with fatally stabbing three people in Manhattan at separate locations on Monday. He has a long history of mental problems. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sky's turning partly cloudy here the overnight. A gusty southwest wind. Lows in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s, southwest wind still breezy, might see a little bit of snow heading into the afternoon hours. Right now, it's 40.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Living lean, but in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king.
Welcome back. You're all in big, big trouble, says Don Jr. I told you, fear is the principal weapon of fascists. Make people afraid. What they absolutely know is that if you make 100 people afraid, 80 of them will bow down and do whatever you want. Now, this is an absolute human instinct. And here comes Don Jr. warning people who won't stand up with his father and him. He was on Charlie Kirk's show yesterday. He said, if you sold out, you bought into the narrative. If you said, oh, my God, it's worse than Pearl Harbor, you know, he's talking about January 6th. It's worse than Pearl Harbor, you know, and 9/11 combined on January 7th. That's the new day one. He said, now you got 4 years where we know what we're doing, where we have a chance to start from scratch with people who we know are absolute warriors for the movement. And now you're stuck with that for 4 years. Now, as Billy Madison would say, you're all in big, big trouble. I get it. You know, years ago, I just posted this on Blue Sky. This was at least 10 years ago. I was being interviewed by one of the larger conservative online publications, one that is sponsored by a billionaire whose name you would recognize. And the editor-in-chief said to me, if you were simply to become a conservative, I could pretty much guarantee you at least $1 million a year salary. You know, the Heritage Foundation was at that time giving Rush Limbaugh $2 million a year and giving Sean Hannity $1 million a year, according to press reports. And he also pointed out I'd get a much larger radio audience. I mean, you know, I'd immediately go on, you know, hundreds and hundreds of stations. He says, you know, you're a really talented guy. You know what you're doing. You know how to do radio. You know how to write. I mean, you know, you've got the stuff here. You could be a millionaire very quickly. And I said, thank you very much, but, you know, what was a Popeye's old saying? I am what I am. But, you know, this is going to be that time, that moment. I mean, we just, like I said, we had to turn off Morning Joe this morning because it was so anodyne. It was so pablum. You know, when you decide to bow down to the wannabe dictator, when you decide to obey in advance with the fascists, you lose your soul. So, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's up?
You're up, Tom. Man, I really love your presentation and that what you just said. Man, you're a fighter, and I love a fighter. I'm a military guy. I know how much I know this country is in serious trouble. I've been in a third world country. I know what they look like. You got armed guards outside every department store. If it looks like a department store. But yeah. I just want to encourage you to keep encouraging us. And so we're going to fight. And that being said, I was totally disappointed in what you said about Kamala Harris not putting up a fight. It was her cliche, when we fight, we win. You're telling me that she ain't going to. sometimes fighting is not about winning.
Oh, it's are you talking about her not going ahead and demanding a recount?
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. That guest you had yesterday, Stephen Spoonamore, I encourage everybody to read his report.
Well, just let me throw a caveat out here, Cece. I was talking to Greg Palast this morning, and he's like, A, it may be true, it's probably not. And B, even if it is true, it won't make any difference. And C, the real voter suppression is the racially run voter suppression across red states in large part. You see it in a big way in Texas, in Georgia, and in Florida. That's where it's obvious. And it involves throwing people off the voting rolls so that they, or giving them provisional ballots. He said that's far more successful and effective, and it's being done right out in the open.
I get that, but sometimes we got to take the playbook from the Republicans.
Yeah.
You just, make a lot of noise, you cuss, fuss, and everything else. So, I'll take what you said, but at least I would encourage people to read it, even if it isn't accurate.
Yeah.
They just give them a chance. Okay.
Well, as Stephen said, prove me wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And I like data. He's talking data. Yeah. He's showing us data. And all he's saying is, let's just check. And that's why I say that's all like the caller before. Can we just look? Now, if it was the other way around, the Republicans would be making noise to high heaven.
Yep.
Because what I'm feeling is the Democrats, we've been infiltrated. We've been infiltrated with traitors. And in fact, they're going to be getting their gratuity after the swearing in. They're going to get their gratuity just like the Supreme Court is going to get their gratuity. And you are right about the television. I'm doing the same thing. I'm jumping from MSNBC to CNN, and I have to go to free speech and listen to Stephanie Miller. I do the same thing. We are there, Tom. If they missed your presentation in your opening, they should rewind the tape. You are on point because we are there, and it didn't happen overnight. This was a gradual thing, as you said. And so here we are. We've done a criminal who's pedophile to the highest court in the land.
Yeah.
So we can't even protect our children. Now, what as you just said, where is our fight? We can't even fight for the children. And I find that because that's what we're dealing with, pedophiles.
Yeah, and that's amazing, CC, that these people have, the guy going to Rocket Pizza, or Comet Pizza in D.C. and shooting up the ceiling because he thought that Hillary Clinton was running a sex ring, for underage kids out of there. And it turns out that the guy that Donald Trump wants to be attorney general has been credibly accused under oath before a grand jury, apparently, or at least in congressional testimony, under oath, been credibly accused of paying to traffic an underage girl across state lines for the purposes of having sex with her. And then he waited. Once he learned she was underage, he waited until she turned 18 and continued to have sex with her. And apparently was paying for it with his adopted son. Remember Nestor, this guy that Matt Gaetz said he adopted, that everybody was like, that's weird. What's going on with that?
Yeah.
His adopted son's Venmo account was what he was, according to the press reports, what he was using to pay for it. I mean, this is wild stuff.
That's very important, Tom. You're leaving something. His daddy is a billionaire himself.
Yeah, the only reason Matt Gaetz is in Congress is because his father is one of the richest and most powerful Republicans in Florida, and got him into politics. Basically, bought his way into politics. He's one of these rich boys who's never had anything, never needed or wanted anything in his life.
And one more thing, Tom, before we go, Elon Musk. If you read
another rich boy,
Elon Musk used his technology. If that is true, if it was hacked, Elon Musk should be immediately arrested for treason.
Well,
he tried to.
Let's advocate investigations before we advocate arrests.
Okay, that's what I want to do. And that's exactly what I want to do, Tom.
Let's look into this. I'm all in favor of that. The part of what Spoonamore said yesterday that seemed most like a stretch to me was this is running through Starlink. Yeah, maybe. But I said, I'm with Greg Pallas, generally speaking.
You're right, Tom, and you're right. I take a deep breath. All I'm saying is we got to make a lot of noise because, like you say, the 20% of us, we can't shut up. Yeah. We're going to probably have some damage done to us because it's just not in our nature to bend our knee to unrighteousness.
There you go.
And Christians need to stand up and take their religion back. This heretic stuff going on, this ain't even close to Christianity. And Christians are so quiet. Thank you, Tom. This is just, you're a great man.
Yeah, thank you. And here you got Pete Hegseth with the Crusader cross tattooed on his chest and Deus Vault tattooed on his arm. The phrase that the Crusaders used in the First Crusade, it means God wills it. You know, let's kill the Muslims. That was basically the essence of it. And let's put that guy in charge of our military. Really?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Democracy dies in darkness, they say, but it's the billionaires buying the day. Rockefeller ruled the oil and the land. Now Bezos buys and takes truth in hand. It's a new gilded age, same old play where freedom fades and the wealthy sway. Democracy dies in the wallet so deep, where truth's just a product they buy and keep. From headlines to pipelines, control runs high and they hold the power while we wonder why.
It's 10 minutes before the hour. I got to put these songs on Spotify and see what happens. I'm telling you, I keep getting emails from people going, where can I get that song? Well, they're all over at HartmanReport.com. There's a little tab there that says Daily Song, and every day the song that Louise, you know, puts up is right there. And they're all copyright free. You can download them and share them with your friends and put them wherever you want. Anyhow, picking up your calls, Bobby in Salinas, California. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First time caller, long time listener.
Well, thank you, Bobby. What's up?
I just wanted to like touch bases with you on a couple things that I've been learning throughout the years, and it was brought to my attention because you mentioned something about the South and the cotton gin, and that's where I wanted to kind of like start off and throw an opinion out there. So the South, I don't know exactly who created the cotton gin, but
it was Eli Whitney in 1789, and he started selling it when he got investor money in 1803. And by 1820, basically every major plantation in the South had one, but they were very, very expensive, and all the small plantations couldn't afford them. And so the big guys ran them into bankruptcy because one cotton gin could do the work of 50 enslaved people. The big guys ran the small guys out of business, turned them into sharecroppers, and that was, you know, by the 1830s, that was when the political system of the South changed, and democracy ended, and if you stood up to the oligarchs in the South, if you protested the politics, if you even ran for office against their people, they would lynch you, and I'm talking about white people.
Yes, yes. So, okay, so when they have the cotton gin and it went to market and they sold it, but didn't they accumulate more wealth than the whole world put together, the South alone?
I don't know if that's the case, but they certainly, you know, the majority of the wealth in the United States was you know, coming out of U.S. cotton exports, to the point that in 1861, when the South seceded, the mayor of New York City, because New York, you know, the banking industry in New York was where all that cotton money was flowing. The mayor of New York City proposed that New York City should join the South and secede from the nation. He was overridden by the governor.
Okay, so after 1865, the Civil War was over and the South lost, they were told to drop their arms, whatever, and then go home. And there was no like repercussions for starting the war, really, as far as like they didn't get their wealth taken away.
Well, there were at a certain level. I mean, you know, for example, Arlington National Cemetery used to be Robert E. Lee's plantation. Some of the larger plantations were appropriated. Mostly, though, what happened was between 1866 and 1877, you saw some real reforms in the South. In fact, during that, you know, almost 15-year period, South Carolina actually elected a majority black legislature, you know, because black people were voting. And black people were you know, acquiring wealth and some of the some cases in some of the states, because the unions were now running the South. In some cases in some of the states, the plantations had to give back the land to the sharecroppers, and which in some cases included black families because of the end of slavery. That all came to a crashing halt with the election of 1876. In 1876, the guy who won the election. This was Rutherford B. Hayes versus what's his name?
There was a trade-off.
Right? That's right, and they made, and Hayes lost the popular vote, and he lost the Electoral College vote. But Congress met and gave the election to him anyway. And the deal that he cut was he would end Reconstruction and reestablish apartheid in the United States. And then the Supreme Court backed him up in 1898 with the separate but equal decision. And
let's be more specific on like how they also told
Sam Tilden was the Democrat.
Yeah, no, you're being absolutely right. I know that because you're really smart and stuff. But they also wanted the Union to get out of the South, away from the polling places. So
that's right. And that happened in 1877.
Yeah. In 1877, and then they replaced it with their version of security, which was the KKK, right?
That's correct. This was okay. When the Klan had a great resurgence, one of two. The second great resurgence was after Woodrow Wilson played Birth of a Nation at the Capitol building, and I think it was 1914, 1913.
Opened up the doors for the top hatters and the Rockefellers, all that stuff. That was okay. My question is like, where did we go from a system of racism that was dominating to a system of class warfare? My thing is today is that we're going through a problem that existed ever since, or that was at the forefront of everybody's mind when it came to racism to class warfare.
I get what you're saying, and I'm just about out of time here, so I'm going to jump in. In 1964 was the year that Lyndon Johnson pushed through the Civil Rights Act. 65 mm-hmm. was the Voting Rights Act. But the Civil Rights Act in 64 rolled back both the separate but equal decision of 1898 and also, amplified Brown v. Board in 1954. And that began the process of the Democratic Party embracing, the very black people that the Democratic Party prior to that had been in favor of keeping segregated. And the class warfare stuff has a little more checkered history. Teddy Roosevelt in 1901 and 1902, when he became president, essentially declared class warfare. And then in 1920, Warren Harding came into office and reversed that, dropped Wilson's 90% tax rate down to 25%. Actually, Coolidge did that, that 10-year period of the Roaring Twenties. And then FDR declared class warfare again. I got to run, Bobby, and then Franklin, and then Ronald Reagan did the same. I got to run, Bobby. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, joining us next time, our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.